Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, November the 13th of 2023. I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live, actually driving to Toledo, Ohio. I would say, usually say live from Midland, but I'm not there at this moment. So I'm en route down to Toledo, Ohio for like a day and a half. And we're driving, so that's why you're hearing some noises that you're... I do want to say happy belated Veterans Day to all the veterans. Thank you. I want to say a great thank you for all of you who served in the armed forces, you know, to keep America free. Whatever infantry you did, and regardless of whether you were in the Marines, Semper Fi, if you, you know, if you were in the Army, or if you were, you know, Peace Corps, whatever, Coast Guard, all these different branches of the military that we have in our country. And I want to say thanks to all of you for keeping the wars off our shores.
Yes.
I thank the Lord Jesus that these wars have been kept off of our shores and away from our women, children, and nurseries. And the Lord Jesus for that and for what has happened, you know, and all that. And honestly, I don't believe God's done with America yet.
I mean,
I know there's things in America that he's absolutely not proud of. I know that's true. I really do. But he's not done with our country. And our country has done more to help other countries than what any other country has done. We've done more to help. And even when other countries have had natural disasters, there have been Americans there to help. And honestly, that's part of what makes America great. And I thank the Lord Jesus for that. And you know, and we're getting into Thanksgiving time here in about a week and a half. Honestly, we have a lot to be thankful for, you know, even in, you know, the different things in America that we face right now, you know, with different things and presidents that people don't like, you know, one that, you know, other things and different circumstances and this and that and what have you. We still have a lot to be thankful for. We really do. I'm thankful that our nation was the one that was designed to be a Christian nation.
Yeah.
And I thank God that we still have the freedom to worship God as we so choose, you know. I mean, but, you know, no, I don't. But I don't know why anybody thinks I'd be chewing it on my radio shows to listeners, because I don't do that. If you're a blog talk host, if you host a radio show and you want to, and you chew gum on your show, go ahead and do it if you want, but I don't do it. If you do it on your show, do it. Get your own show. You know, and do it. But I know the Lord is on our side regardless of what happens. And I was at a concert last night with Mercy Me, Zach Williams, Toby Mac, you know, any of these, if you know any of those people, many of them have been doing music, Christian music, for a lot of years. Toby Mac, even since like the late 1990s or so, mid-1990s maybe. I'd say late 1990s, something like that. But the one that ministered to me is, you know, that, you know, one of them is, you know, fear is a liar. And it really is.
Yeah.
And there's things to be said. Christian songs, you know, there's some Christian songs that you might hear or might have heard that are kind of, you know, whiny. And there was a time for a while, years ago, there was a time where some of the Christian songs you would listen to were whiny. And even now, I'm sure there still are some that are, but, you know, generally the ones we listened to last night, they won. And they're like, you know, something about whatever it is you're going through, you know, let me introduce you to God's grace. When I hear about God's grace, I don't think of, you know, when people might say, I'm saved by grace. You know, I can do whatever I want. Jesus doesn't care. Oh, really? He cares. But, you know, we're saved by grace through faith. We're not just saved by grace so we can live any old lifestyle we want. No. We are saved by the grace of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to be talking tonight about faith in God. Faith in God. What is it? You know, what exactly is faith? Why on earth is it so important? Why do we need it? What, you know, why is it so important? And so we will be talking about it, discussing it, and it'll be great. I know that for a fact. Because, you know, one thing you got to realize, you know, in order for the grace of God to work for you, you got to have some faith in it. You got to be able to trust in him and know that his promises for us as we go through our lives are yes and amen. I like, there's something I've been saying for a few years, and some of you can think maybe I came up with it to be funny, and if you do that, you know, that's all good and fine and that. But I like to say this. God's promises, you know, okay, well, I'll say it this way. The God we serve is a God of yes and amen, not maybe or I guess. You know, sometimes you could be talking about things in life, and you might be saying, well, will you do that? Maybe. Will you do that? Well, I guess. Like you know how people get, and they might say, well, I guess this, or I guess we're supposed to do this, or I guess. God doesn't sit there in heaven, I say, I guess my word says I'll do this and that and the other thing. Aren't you glad he's not the God of maybe or I'll guess? I mean, maybe or I guess, but yes and amen.
Yeah.
Because just imagine if with all these ifs and that, if it was all maybes, I mean, I mean, you know, if you keep my word, then I guess I'll heal you. I guess. Sometimes when it's I guess, it almost, when someone says I guess I'm supposed to, it almost makes you wonder, well, what is it? Do you not want to?
Right.
Or is it like your way of saying I suppose? Because some people will say, might say, I guess, but really it could be their way of saying, I suppose. You know? I mean, I knew of someone who was like this, who would say, I guess, about certain things that even when they had absolutely no problem doing it. And they would say, I guess this or I guess that. I mean, some people just do that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Like, and they don't even have a problem or even want to do it. But it'll still be that I guess thing.
Right.
And, but my Jesus doesn't do that. Yes and amen. That's how he is. And when he doesn't, his word, and on top of that, his word doesn't come back to us void. By void meaning like, oh, you know, except for at this certain time. Or except for, you know, there's no blackouts. Like, it is invalid, you know, at this time. It is, I mean, you know, like, you know, when you break hedges and that, there's that, but other than that, there's no, like, if you keep the words of mine and put them into practice, you know, and different things like that, then I will do this, you know, for you, and I will heal you, unless it's at a certain time or whatever. I'm glad there's not all those black, there's not these blackouts. Ever notice when you try to look for something, you know, or a certain deal or whatever, and there might be blackout dates listed. There can be blackout dates listed. And it will say around these certain time, around these certain holidays or whatever, it won't work. Or it might not be combined with any other offer. Or, you know, the miracle working of power of God doesn't come with that stuff. I'm glad it doesn't. It's yes and amen, period. You know, that's how it is. The way it should be. And so, I thank God for what he's done for me. For what he's going to do in me. I know the God I serve isn't done with me yet. Not yet. The way I think of it, if, you know, my mom wrote the book, you know, about me, you know, Rivers of Miracles. In it, she talks about how when I was very young, she came up with a prayer to God, heal him or take him home. Well, about that, I'm not in heaven.
Amen.
I'm not in, I mean, what, I mean, I thank God I'm alive, you know, here on this earth doing what God's called me to do, you know that. But at the same time, we all know heaven's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
Amen. It is the ultimate goal, but I am not suicidal, and so I'm not into doing any of that kind of stuff, like to go there faster. I'm in the mindset of, it's fine if he comes tonight, if the trumpet blows tonight. It's fine if it's a while. You know, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years. If it's that long, help us, Jesus. But whatever it takes. The longer the Lord tarries, the more damage I plan to do to the devil's kingdom. And I pray those of you who are born again, fire baptized, and spirit filled, you have the same idea. But the longer the Lord tarries, the more damage you plan to do to the devil's kingdom. Because because I plan to keep doing damage to the Devil's Kingdom. And my voice isn't going to stop. It's not going to stop. I'm going to do whatever God calls me to do. And I'm not going to water down the word of God either. I'm not. Sorry about that. Are we on Telegraph Road? Where are we on then?
Getting ready to turn on to 694.
696. Are we on Orchard Lake?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm good right now. Hi. If I did, it would be like a pumpkin something or sugar cookie something if they have it.
Okay.
With no espresso.
Yes,
Sorry about that, listeners. Just doing a little prelim business. Doing a little bit of, prelim business. Traveling, sometimes when you're traveling, you do a little bit different than when you're at the studio. Sometimes when you take your studio on the road, it's a little bit different. So, but anyhow, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. I know it to be so. I just know it to be so, and it's something I thank the Word of God for. I really do, and but my mom made that promise. The old God. Either you heal him or you take him home. I believe God was good for that work. Well, miracle man, how? I'm still here on this earth. Haven't died yet. And I'm reaching people via this radio show. My voice hasn't been silenced yet. And I continue to just be what God's called me to be. Real quick. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but anyhow. I just think about, what God has done. And I just think, when we launched this back in 2017, when me and Preacher Man launched this, we didn't decide, Miracle Man, it's a little nifty name, so I guess we'll just call it that. And we'll see where it goes. Oh! We called it that for a reason. The reason we called it that is this. I know the miracle working power of God in my life. I claim that you know the miracle working power of God in your life. I pray that you've seen it in your life. If I was to have all you in a room somewhere together, and I was to say, if you've seen the miracle working power of God in your life, put your hands up to heaven right now.
Hallelujah.
And then I would have seen those hands. It would show me. Man, the miracle working power of God is real. Even your salvation.
Yes.
It's a miracle.
Amen.
Honestly, it's the greatest miracle you have. To be little, you know, healing miracles, financial miracles, or other miracles that you can have that are from God. You know, there's all kinds of different miracles that you could receive. Not just the one kind of miracle. It's, you know, the miracles that come from the Lord. And I know he's not done with them. I know he's not done. And so I just keep on keeping on and keep on trusting. I keep on believing and just, you know, go on, go on. And believe it. But his promises are yes and amen. So the question would be, what are you believing for? What is it that you're believing for? What is it? You know, just keep asking and you shall receive. Praise him for your miracle. You got to be able to praise him for your miracle. Praise him like it's done. You know, sometimes you got to pray, but you also got to praise. And you got to be able to praise him so that not only you hear it, but others hear you praise him. That God hear it. That the devil hears it. And knows that you mean business with God. Amen. And you got, so I just think of the goodness of God and how all my life, he's been faithful.
Yeah.
All my life, he's been faithful. And he's been true. And he's been on my side. And he's not going to let me down. He's not going to let me down. He hasn't let me down before, and he's not going to now. So I just trust in him and in the power of his might. In the name of Jesus, that's what I do. And I just know that he will do it for us.
Okay.
And I just know that he's going to be there for us as we go through this life and everything that he has in store for us.
Sorry about that. Wait, what can I get for you today?
Yes. I would like to have a...
Oh, good. Another thing he has for us.
I have that with oat milk.
And it just... I just think about it.
In that.
And I get excited.
No. Cold brew would normally get vanilla and cold brew itself, and then it gets pumpkin cream on top.
But he will do it.
Okay, I was trying to reduce the sugar.
And
yeah.
I just know.
Okay. All right.
But he will do it for
us. The sugar cookie almond latte, can you do that without caffeine?
Yeah, we can do a decaf, or we can do just a, like a sugar cookie almond milk cream, like just not put any chopped in it at all, just make it like a hot.
Yeah, do that. Milk. Yes, do that.
You just want like a steamed milk?
Yeah.
I just know that he is for us.
Okay, and that's it.
That's it. All right, it's 10:40 now.
If he is for us, who on earth can be against us? If he's for us, who can be against us? Nobody. Because my God is on my side. And I know that. It's true. I'm going to sing a couple quick songs, and then we'll get into the word for a few minutes, and then we'll be done. All right, I'm going to sing a couple. All right. thou mighty, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. The glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You go before me. You shield my way. In every season, I know you love me. I know you love me. At the cross I bow my knee, where your love was shed for, blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. The glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You tore the veil. You made a way when you said that it is done. You tore the veil. You made a way when you said that it is done. You tore the veil. You made a way when you said that it is done. You tore the veil. You made a way when you said that it is done. And when the earth falls from my eyes, even when I fail you, I know you love me. I know you love me. At the cross I bow my knee, blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You tore the veil. You made a way. Is that one mine or is it yours? When you said you that it is done, you tore the veil. You made a way. When you said that it is done, you tore the veil. You made a way. When you said that it is done, you tore the veil. You made a way. When you said that it is done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. He's a prison shaking savior. You got wounds, you feel lost, he's a way maker. Yes, you are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. Oh, I worship you, yeah. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 You are, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you move in our midst. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing for us right now, what you're doing in us right now. for who you are to us, Master, for what it is that you do, for what it is that you're going to do in us. You are the God who knows what we need. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Master, for what it is that you have store for us, that you know what it is that we need. You meet our needs. You meet the needs of every listener. Thank you that healing is coming to our bodies. Healing is coming to our minds. Health is coming to our bodies and minds. Your word is health to our bones. Your word is health to our minds. Thank you, Lord God, for what it is that you're doing in each and every one of these people, in every area of their life. I thank you that these storms trying to come against these people stop right here, right now, in your name. That stuff will stop right here, right now. I curse that stuff to the ground right now. I don't know what all it is, but you know what it is, Sahil. In your name, Jesus. You know what it is that these people need, even when I don't. You know. I don't know what it is, but you do. Thank you that you're meeting it right now. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing it for us. And I make my confession over this program, that finances for this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program, that more and more listeners tune in. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. I want you, if you would please, open up your Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. I'm going to start with verse 1. He brews coffee. Brews coffee. I know it might sound cheesy to some of you, but I think it's funny. Minister, we had a preacher use it once at Living Word years ago. So Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now don't be afraid. This wasn't written in Hebrew for us, and we use English. Don't be afraid. It's not. So be plain English. I'll show you. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, the evidence of being certain of what we do not see. This is what the function will commend it for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed out of God. So that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous. And God spoke all of his offerings. By faith, he suffers even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life. But he did not experience that. He thought, because God had taken him away. For
recommend. That's more to please God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. I like to say, but with faith, please God. But, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. He rewards those who earnestly seek him. Bob, you got to believe that he exists in order to be expecting him to move. You got to be able to believe that he exists and not think, oh, he was just made out of somebody's imagination. It's actually evolution, that's true, and that this other stuff was just a figment of someone's imagination. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning. And it also says God made them male and female. He's not confused. See, now he rewards those who earnestly, but honestly, you got to believe that he exists. Imagine if you study the Word of God and you believe what the Word of God says. X for this. You don't believe that God's real. Let me tell you. This Jesus we talk about is not some fantasy like Santa is. He's real. He's real. He's not like the Easter Bunny or whatever, you know, your kids might want to fantasize with or whatever. You got to be able to tell your kid, you know, these are things are fantasies. But Jesus is not a fantasy. Jesus is for real. He's as real as me doing the show tonight. I'm live on the air. I'm not just something that someone hears and is like, what is that? I'm live on the air. I know what freeway I'm on. I think it's I-275. Is it? Oh, my gosh. It dragged us onto 14 West? Oh, wow. But anyhow, listeners, but I was saying, you know, this stuff, you know, that I teach on, that I talk about, it's real. Jesus is real. He's not some made-up thing out of someone's imagination and you got to try to figure out what is it. You know, what is it? I know what it is. It's real. And I know that God has us in his hands. Back on reading. We must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Oh, that doesn't mean once in a while. Nope. It means having a relationship with him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, she built an ark because he was afraid, and it... I don't know what happened there. I'll try that again. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, she... out of fear, he went to the store and bought up all the toilet paper and... used it to build a fort. Nope. Okay, we'll try this again. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. He condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home. escaped the edge of the sword. His weakness was turned into strength. You became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced years in flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect. Now, whenever I do this, I like to read the first couple of two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, you see here, these people, yeah, but you see here, those people that we read about, all these Old Testament people, they didn't have what you and I have today. They didn't have the ability to open verses, I mean, to look in their Bible and find scriptures to help them build up their faith. They didn't have them. They just trusted them. But we can open up verses. You know, we can open up verses and we can read them. You know, but here's the thing. Faith comes by hearing. And by hearing the word of God. To me, that doesn't sound like a late show. It doesn't sound like a late show. Late show or some other comedy, Everyone Loves Raymond, or, you know, Seinfeld, you know, whatever comedy they watch. But
I know one thing. The Word of God is a sure foundation. And, you know, this Word endures forever. I just know that he will do what his word says. He will. And it's not a maybe. It's he will. Miracle Man, how do you know? I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it. He's revealed colors to me and stuff and what they look like. And what it looks like in heaven. And let me, and I just know it's real.
Yeah.
Heaven is real, just as real as heaven. And I just know that he will in his word. After you read it, you know, after you heard it preached, you got to be able to choose in your mind to believe it. To believe it.
You got to be able to trust it.
Yeah, well, I don't trust where it says you can have what you say. Oh, really? I do. Believe. If you can, you can say to this mountain, move, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. And it didn't say, well, maybe. It said it would be done. The word of God's word for it. Because I know it so. My pastor has even said, don't necessarily take my word for it. Take God's word for it. Did you hear him say that? He said, don't necessarily take my word for it. Take God's word for it. You know, because, and he's a prophet of God. But ultimately, it's the word of God. Amen. It's the word of God. Logo. It says all scripture is inspired by God. To me, let me tell you what that sounds like. Not some. Not some. Not a lot of. All. All, to me, sounds like all. I mean, you can say, oh, well, I think it means, yep, well, but I know it means all. And I know that he will do what he said in his word. And so I think he's good for it. I know he's good for it. And I know he's going to do it. So that I don't have to keep hoping and wishing. Will he or won't he? You know, not I'm going to sit here and wonder, well, what kind of a God do I serve? Nope. I know what a mighty God I serve. And so I just, you know, keep on keeping on in the things of my Lord Jesus. And I know that he will do it. For me. And I just know that he is going to do
what
he has said in his. And yes, I am gonna do a Christmas song, even though it's a week and a half before Thanksgiving, but I don't, but guess what, folks? By popular request, I am gonna do it. Even though generally on my show, I know I personally love doing it even before Thanksgiving, but some people might be, you know, but guess what? I've decided tonight I'm gonna do it. You're a mean one. Mr. Grinch, you really are real. You're as charming, lovely as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. You're Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stink, stink. Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. You got termites, mites in your smile. You got Mr. Grinch.
with arsenic songs. Do not crib for a man. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing the ground. The little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with you there. Yes, be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask these to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. To the little children, I love you, Lord Jesus. I'm in heaven. And stay by my cradle, I pray. And for a little quick little sports update, I got a football, whatever the football stuff to get to. First of all, as predicted, Ohio State did totally get crushed. I mean, did totally crush Michigan State, 38-3. I guess there goes the Michigan State Spartan season. Michigan, Jim Harbaugh suspended by the Big Ten Network. There has not been true evidence represented that can totally prove that Michigan had that Jim's that Connor Stallions was scouting other teams. There's no pure evidence yet that shows that Connor Stallions was doing this alleged scouting of opponents, but had Harbaugh suspended for the last three games of the regular season regardless. However, Michigan did get a good win, 24-15 actually, in Happy Valley, in Pennsylvania. They took down Penn State, 24-15. Next up for Michigan is Illinois for the big game. 2 days after Thanksgiving, when they will take on that. In Ann Arbor. The Lions, great win in Los Angeles as they took down the Chargers 41-38. It was a little miscue that the Lions had, but their running back decided to take him for a 75-yard touchdown, which was pretty cool that happened when it did. I thought that was pretty cool. They ended up winning 41-38, still in first place of the NFC North, but however, they can't be complacent because Minnesota's coming up. And they haven't played Minnesota either time yet. So, I think the division could come down to who wins the Minnesota games. Hopefully it's Detroit Bulls. My hope. We'll have to wait and see how it goes. And, so, until next time, Scott. That always. So long, everybody. And I shall talk to you. next time. Go for one.